This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Gothenburg today on a two-day visit to Sweden, marking a historic milestone in the deepening alliance between New Delhi and Stockholm. Mr. Modi will hold bilateral talks with the Swedish counterpart Ulf Kristersson to review the entire gamut of bilateral relations and explore new avenues of cooperation to enhance bilateral trade as well as collaboration in green transition, AI, emerging technologies, startups, resilient supply chains, defense, space, climate action and people-to-people ties. The two prime ministers will also address the European Roundtable for Industry, a leading pan-European business leaders forum, along with President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen. This engagement represents the third leg of the prime minister's broader European tour and his first visit to the continent since the landmark India-European Union Free Trade Agreement took effect in January 2026. This journey is designed to review bilateral relations and explore cooperation in an era of rapid technological shifts and complex geopolitical challenges. The visit follows a high growth trajectory in economic engagement, with bilateral trade reaching a record $7.75 billion US in 2025 and Swedish FDI into India totaling $2.825 billion between 2000 and 2025. This foundation was laid during the Prime Minister's 2018 visit, which led to the Joint Innovation Partnership for a Sustainable Future. India and Sweden share a legacy of trade and people-to-people ties spanning over a century, rooted in mutual respect, peaceful coexistence, and the principle of ahimsa. This deep-rooted bond is marked by historic milestones such as centenary of Nobel laureate Rabindranath Tagore's 1926 visit to Sweden. Today, this relationship is evolving from its cultural foundation into a robust industrial and economic partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi undertook a series of engagements on the second day of his visit to the Netherlands yesterday, ranging from community interactions to a meeting with the Dutch royal family. In a significant cultural moment, Prime Minister Modi and the Prime Minister of the Netherlands witnessed the historic restitution of the Chola-era copper plates. More than artifacts, these plates represent an invaluable chapter of India's heritage and civilization. And their homecoming holds deep emotional significance for the people of India. The day also advanced in India's technology agenda. Tata Electronics signed an MOU with semiconductor leader ASML to strengthen India's semiconductor manufacturing ecosystem. Under the MOU, ASML will support the establishment and expansion of Tata Electronics Semiconductor Facility in Dholera, Gujarat. The two leaders jointly interacted with the CEOs of leading Dutch companies from energy, ports, health, agriculture, trade and technology. Delhi government has taken a significant decision to reduce the value-added tax on aviation turbine fuel in the national capital from 25% to 7%. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said that the decision has been taken in line with the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's emphasis on strengthening connectivity and economic activity with the objective of providing relief to the aviation sector, promoting tourism and logistics activities. The Chief Minister informed that the concessional rate will initially remain in force for a period of 6 months. She said that the decision taken in the interest of both the nation and Delhi may result in estimated revenue loss of nearly 985 crore rupees for the government. The R.J. Kerr Medical College rape and murder case will be heard by the division bench of Justice Shampa Sarkar and Justice Tirthankar Ghosh of the Calcutta High Court. Earlier, Justice Radhashekar Mantha and Justice Raj Chattopadhyay recast themselves from the case on May 11th. Sanjay Roy, the lone convicted in the case, was sentenced to life imprisonment in January 2025. The case is under the investigation of the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, which demanded death sentence, whereas Sanjay Roy pleaded for his release. In IPL cricket, host Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Gujarat Titans by 29 runs at Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night to keep their playoff hopes alive. Chasing a target of 248 runs, Gujarat Titans made 218 runs with a loss of 4 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.